Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought the love was okay.
So 38 special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Myers. He's an outstanding small business owner, founder, and president of Interactive Solutions, Inc. out of Memphis, Tennessee, but really doing business all over the eastern half of the United States. And he's the author of the award-winning book, Keep Swinging, a new book coming out that'll probably win some awards called Hitting the Curveball, Curveballs, I should say. And we're talking about the things that small business owners have to do not only to start, run, and grow their business, but to sustain themselves. I think, Jake, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Isn't sustainability really the word we're looking at here? Sustainability, I mean, it's one thing if you can start a business. You got a great idea, you can start a business, you can operate it, but then you've got the world to deal with. And the world is, dealing with the world and what the universe throws at you is really about sustainability, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. And, you know, I noticed in your article this morning about, the success and then also achievement.
Right.
You know, your quote was wonderful about, you know, you're not always going to be in the winner's circle.
Right.
And I thought, I was reading that this morning in preparation for the interview, and it just says it all. You're not always going to have that winner's circle feeling, the trophies and the awards and everything. And you got to grind it out day to day and, sustainability. That's it. You got to make it every week. You got to make it every month. You got to make it every quarter and every year. And you know, in this economy, it's still tough.
And that's what separates, I think, the entrepreneur from the business owner. You can be an entrepreneur and not be a business and not be have a business owner's mentality. You can be a business owner and not be an entrepreneur. You can inherit the business for that matter. But if you're going to be both. It's one thing to start a business, but you typically, when you think of an entrepreneur, you think of someone who's really good, who's got a good vision, a good drive, good perseverance for starting a business inside of an industry. They're going to sell this product or this service. But then somebody has to run that business, don't they? Somebody has to do what I call the diaper changing part of operating a business, and that's where the world comes in. That's where the universe hits you, and if you can't deal with those things, how many times have you seen entrepreneurs, great ideas, start a business, and they roll into the growth period, and they can't handle it, they can't sustain themselves, and either they don't make it or the business doesn't make it.
Exactly right, Jim. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there with entrepreneurial thinking, and I mean, you know, it's easy to come up with ideas, it's hard to execute over a long period of time.
Yep.
And that's the sustainability issue you're referring to. And, you know, even today we're challenged, you know, this year and going forward, everything in my industry, and sustainability is always the number one thing at Interactive Solutions because we understand the technology. You know, you can be here today and gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, look at how the radio industry has changed in the 15 years since I started doing this. Look at how the Internet has changed things since in those times. If you can't make the adjustments, if you can't hit those major league curveballs, especially a small business. Big companies have a hard time with this too, Jay, but they have a lot of help, right? I mean, the CEO of the big company doesn't have to, the world doesn't land on them 100%. They can spread it around. When you got a small business CEO, they get most of the blunt of the blow from the curveball, don't they?
They really do. Yeah. And I mean, you know, as a top person in a small business and with all the risk and your name's in all the bank paperwork and everything.
Yep.
You know, it's on you.
How do you deal with that, though, Jay? How do you manage that? What makes you different from somebody who didn't make it?
Well, I think that, you know, a number of things. I mean, I've got a great team, and we've been very fortunate to bring on some people that have just, frankly, very tough cookies that have been able to deal with a lot of different challenges through the years. You know, but, Jim, the other thing, you know, we focus on the fundamentals at our place. We focus, you know, without getting away from the baseball analogy, but blocking and tackling a little bit. I mean, you know, we look at, like, what's important. You've got to have the sales flow. You know, you have to have, you know, the funnel full of good contracts and, you know, clients and everything and in business. we also, you know, blocking and tackling, you know, we're really aggressive at accounts receivable. We don't, you know, have people riding us on the money end of it and everything. We, the other part of it, accounts payable. You pay your vendors, you know, you keep a smooth operation going there. And, you know, you look at constantly trying to build and grow your business with, you know, new clients. So we're aggressive about, you know, pursuing those. We don't assume that we're going to have anybody for any length of time. And, you know, one part of my business in customer service and our help desk, we're obsessive about customer problems and getting those resolved. And everybody gets involved. I'll go back there on a daily basis.
So what you're saying, is you attend to the dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's. You know, you're not just a, you know, I remember when I played football in high school, the coach used to say, you know, some of us were game boys and some of us were you know, the game boys didn't like to practice. They just liked playing the games. You know, and so, but you're not just a game boy. You practice. You, when there isn't a winner's circle around, you're still out there, you know, trudging along in the race.
Exactly. And, you know, I think also, even when we had the big crisis back in 07 and, you know, the whole thing with the sales team,
right.
You know, we looked at the whole remake or makeover of the business, but, you know, we did it as a team. It wasn't
right.
These guys.
I like,
just
you've used that word many times today, and I'm, folks, I think that's something for you to remember, the teamwork part of it. Jay, give us the website quickly, please.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
And the new book is going to be out when?
New book will be out in about a month or so, and okay. You can pre-order it at MorganJamesPublishing.com.
All right, so check that out. It's called Hitting the Curveballs. Thanks, Jay, for being here. Congratulations on the book.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks a lot.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.